This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But then what happens is that the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى عيسى بن مريم. He said, do not praise me excessively like the Christians have praised عيسى عليه السلام excessively. But then he said, ولكن قولوا, rather say, عبد الله ورسوله. The slave of Allah and the messenger of Allah. Okay. So do not go beyond that. Because the minute you go and you give me more beyond that, then what happens is that the religion turns into what? Hero worshipping. And regardless of who that hero is, regardless of the accomplishments of that hero, no hero is to be worshipped in Islam. No hero is to be worshipped. You go to any masjid, do you see any pictures in the masjid? We're not supposed to see any pictures in the masjid. Why is that? Because Islam is against hero worshipping. The picture could be there, and the people are not worshipping the picture, but it opens doors. So Islam says, even the messengers of Allah, do not make a picture of them. Now imagine this, subhanAllah, that you are an African man or woman living in the United States about 200 years ago, and they have an image of God that is presented to you. And you see that God is a white man, blue-eyed man, a blonde man. What do you say to that? Now this is the image of God that is being given to you. And what this does is that it does one of two things. For the white person, you either say, I really look like God. Can you imagine you wake up in the morning and you've got an image of God right there in front of your bed. You wake up and you see it and say, huh, I look like God. So what that does is that it inflates your ego. I look like God. Really, I look like God. Or then you can say, God looks like me. And what that does at that point is that it brings God down. It degrades God. And that's why, subhanAllah, it would have not been right had that picture being a black man or a white woman or a black woman or an Asian looking God. That's all irrelevant. Because the idea is this is not how we relate. This is not how we relate to God. But at any case, so you have got these people of Izzah. Islam says no priesthood. And that's why Fir'aun, what did he use in the process? Also he used people of deen. See, brothers and sisters, deen is supposed to liberate us. Deen is only supposed to enslave us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the height of liberty. That you are a servant to no one but to Allah. And really that's what La ilaha illallah means. That no one is worthy of my worship but Allah. One time said that Mu'adh ibn Jabal, I believe it was Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as soon as he saw the Prophet, what does he do? He goes for sujood. He prostrates in front of him. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, what happened? Why are you doing this? And said, Prophet of Allah, I have seen Christians doing this to their priests as a sign of respect. So he said, Prophet of Allah, you are more worthy of respect than anybody else. So I thought that if they can do to their people, I said that you have more rights for me to do this to you. What does the Prophet ﷺ say? Good job, you keep doing that. The Prophet ﷺ said, no. Acts of worship are only befitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acts of worship can only be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Islam says, be a person of izzah. You have got to be of those who are able to say no. Especially when everybody else around you is guilty of complacency and is guilty of conformity. So the Quran tells us that of the people who had izzah was Musa alayhi salam. Now here is a man. It has lived in the, what they call, they grew up in the belly of the beast. He's growing up in the house of Fir'aun. And then all of a sudden, Fir'aun is guilty of all of this. What does Musa alayhi salam say? I am comfortable where I am. This man may have been bad to other people, but he's been good to me. Let's just go like that. Isa alayhi salam goes to him and he goes, Arsil ma'ya bani Israel. Liberate the people of Bani Israel. Let them go. So Fir'aun knows this and he wants to take him on a guilt trip. And what does he say? You do this. أَوَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُورِكَ سِنِينَ. Did I not raise you as a child? And you have spent part of your youth with me? Now, did not I do this to you? What does Musa alayhi salam say? Yes, you are right, but you know, you have got to remember. Musa alayhi salam looked at him and he says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. He said, how dare you that you mention this as a ni'mah, as a blessing that you have offered me, that you want me to be silenced at the expense of the enslavements of all of Bani Israel? So what does Fir'aun say? You are a very ungrateful man. I raised you and now you're doing this to me. You're very ungrateful. So now what we move in, we try to buy you if we can. If we cannot buy you, then what do we do? What, we go to the character assassination. We're going to make you look bad. We are going to ruin your reputation out there. We're going to do that. So we are told, like the Prophet ﷺ was told, he's a sorcerer, he's a madman, he is a magician, he's being taught by other people. What we call weapons of mass distraction, where they distract people. That's why they also say before they use weapons of mass destruction, they have to use weapons of mass distraction. Before they start the killing, they have got to promote the propaganda. Before they allow themselves and relieve themselves of the moral burden of killing innocent people, they have to dehumanize them by what? Character assassination. So brothers and sisters, Islam says that if we want a liberated world, if we want a free world, then what we want is people of izzah, people who have self-respect, people have dignity. Now, how do you analyze this? Say, well, if you want to say whether you have high self-esteem or just generally speaking, you want to know about your self-esteem, is ask yourself the question is, when you think of yourself, what comes to mind? When you think of yourself, what comes to mind? Because that's part of self-respect. What do you think of yourself? And many times, my brothers and sisters, what you think, not many times, all the time, what you think of yourself is more important than what other people think of you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did other people think of him? A madman, a magician, a sorcerer, as this or as that. But did that stop him? He said, that's what you think of me is irrelevant. I do not value myself because you value me. It does not matter who I am to you, but what really matters is who I am to Allah, my creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is again part of self-respect. What do you think of yourself? Number one. Number two, ask yourself the question is, what do you think that people think of you? What do you think people think of you? Now, it's one thing what I think of myself. But then, what do I think people think of me? People think I am silly. People think I am a nobody. People think I am weak. People think I am this. And believe me, what they say, and we said this in self-image psychology, the way you see yourself determines how other people are going to see you. What you think of yourself is most probably what other people are going to think of you. So the better self-respect you have, the better self-esteem you have, that is going to reflect on how do other people see you as well. And then also, what potentials do you think you have? And what do you think that you can accomplish? Remember this, Musa alayhi salam was just an individual. And by the way, most changes in the world took place, wallahi, because of individuals. Because of individuals. See, when we write history, you know, it's individuals that usually write the history of nations. So what happens when you think of India? People will remember Gandhi. People will remember this. People will remember that. You mention another country, and sometimes the whole history of one single country is really attributed to one single man or a group of men and women in different parts of their history. So now the question that we have is, and these people have done what they did because they did not think to themselves, oh, I am just one. Oh, and we see in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he instilled this in his companions, male and females. One time the Prophet ﷺ is speaking, and he is talking about Turkey. And he said, Qustantiniyya, Constantinople, he said that, نِعْمَ الْجَيْشُ جَيْشُهَا وَنِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا. said that he said that there will be a time when a group of my ummah will go through the sea to spread Islam in some other land. There was a woman sitting there.